Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290. And the Sturdy 1430 and now 94.9 as well. And you can also get me on 1290 and 1430. I think I just said that. And the you can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of the show. Got breaking news here. One of our callers said about a car theft ring and a whole series of car thefts in Coleraine. And the Sheriff's Department is out there on top of it. And thank you so much for that that lead here with the Belmont Buzz. We are all over this, all over the stories here. All right, so back to what we're going to be doing this morning for the show. I've already talked with you about this woman who was attacked, who was killed by this degenerate homeless person who should have been in prison. Nobody wants to say her name. Nobody wants to tell you anything about it here in the local media. Why? Because the she's white, and the degenerate who destroyed her life is not white. But it was just horrific. And the video is disgusting beyond belief. I will not post it on Facebook, but you can see it on Twitter. It's horrific. It's beyond horrific. But again, it's not George Floyd. And so we're not going to take a knee and we're not going to put up statues on her behalf. She was just some white woman from Ukraine, actually, who survived everything in Ukraine and then could not survive a light rail vehicle ride in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Absolutely unbelievable. So we'll get to all of that. Also, a big prize package today. We've got, we're going to do the 15th caller today. 15th caller is going to win a pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo and a Pittsburgh Aquarium, both all in one, two tickets. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. You'll have a great time. You bring the kids or the grandkids. So we got that here for you. 15th caller. We were doing the 10th caller. But there were too many people who figured out, well, if I just keep calling quickly enough, there's not going to be enough other people calling in, so I'm going to sneak in and get in two or three times and win. So we're going to expand it to make it fair for everyone. So it'll be the 15th caller today, a pair of tickets. Also, a big announcement on Big Willie 105.5 after the 10 o'clock news. Big announcement, and you're going to be very pleased if you listen to Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5. Because the next 2 days, it's going to be, you're going to like it. You're going to like it a lot. That's all I'm allowed to say on it. If I told you anything more, I would have to hunt you down and kill you. But it's going to be a pretty big announcement. That'll be after the 10 o'clock news this morning on Big Willie 105.5. So all of that. Also, graffiti, Dimitri graffiti. We have that at around 8:50, right before the end of the show. Will be your chance to comment on anything that happened during the show or anything going on in life. You do not interact with the host. We've just started this new feature exclusively on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. You will not be able to see it on the Facebook live stream because Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti because of royalty issues regarding the music that we play. So Facebook has actually banned it. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to allow us to play that for you. So you cannot experience it on the Facebook live stream. We're going to end the stream early, right before Dimitri Graffiti. And that's why you've got to download the River Network app or listen on the radio on our radio stations, because that's the only way that you can get it. Do not interact with the host. Say or do whatever it is you want to say or do within the rules of engagement. And it's really we actually have had some pretty good calls. We've also had some horrible calls. Now that I think about it, some really horrible calls. But you never know what you're going to get with Dimitri Graffiti. And there's no interaction with the host. The callers just call in and say or do whatever it is they want to say or do and then hang up. And as long as they follow the rules of engagement, that's it. That's the show right there. Dimitri Graffiti, later on this morning, another exclusive feature of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So we've got all of that. So let's get started here with the media. I want you to say her name, and here's how her name is pronounced. Irina Zarutska. She's Ukrainian. I'm sorry, she was Ukrainian, now she's dead. blonde, beautiful young woman, Irina Zarutska. She survived the horrors of Ukraine. She moves to North Carolina. She's on a light rail vehicle, what we used to call streetcars or trolleys, except now they're new and modern, but it's the same thing. She's riding, minding her own business. She's on her phone. And you can see the video. I will not post it on Facebook because it's so horrible, so horrific. But you can see it on Twitter, on X Twitter. This guy gets up behind her. See, I've got his name here somewhere. Now, what did I do with his name? Oh, there it is. DeCarlos Brown Jr. How many prior arrests did he have? Two? No, a little more than two. Four? No, a little more than four. Seven? No, a little more than seven. In fact, double it. 14 prior arrests. This monster kills her. I won't go into the details. It is so disgusting. It is so gross. The video's on X Twitter. You can see it there. Security video from the light rail vehicle, the streetcar, the trolley, whatever you want to call it. You can see the whole thing. 14 prior arrests. They all knew he was a monster. DeCarlos Brown Jr. All the judges there, and I'm sure George Soros must be smiling somewhere right now. This man destroys a life, this young, beautiful woman. And the local media? The national media? It's unbelievable. No one's taking a knee for her. No one's saying her name. Doesn't fit the narrative. White victim. Beautiful young woman. Butchered. On mass transit in Charlotte, North Carolina, by a degenerate who should have been locked up years ago, either in prison or in a mental hospital. Judges, no problem releasing him time and time again. The mayor of Charlotte starts talking about, not the victim, but about DeCarlos Brown Jr. and how we need to be very empathetic when it comes to the needs of homeless people, especially if they're mentally ill, and we should not be stigmatizing them, and on and on and on. I swear to you, today's Democratic Party, the left wing of our political system these days, they've lost their minds. They have lost their minds. And the useless media, local and national, ignore this because it's not part of the narrative. But you can see it all on X Twitter. Not being ignored there. Our media is so utterly useless. This corporate legacy media, these are dinosaurs. The asteroid is hit. And pretty soon they're all going to shrivel up and die. They beclown themselves. They mock themselves. They don't even realize it. It's the first you've heard of this, right? Chances are it's the first you've heard of this. No one is saying her name. They said, oh, go to George Floyd. Say his name. No one is saying, say the name of Irina Zarutska. I posted a number of stories about this on my Facebook profile page. Go there, follow me, read the stories, add your comments. I'm the only one around here, certainly in the Upper Ohio Valley, touching this. Horrific murder, but it doesn't fit the narrative, doesn't fit the liberal leftist narrative. When you see her and you see him and you see the video and you read the outrageous backstory regarding this monster, you will realize what I've been saying for quite a while now, and that is this. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't. Here's some interesting insights regarding this whole thing by someone on TikTok.
Empathy keeps getting used to excuse evil. And it's literally killing us. Yesterday, I showed you how liberal media ignored a black man murdering a white Ukrainian woman and the racial double standard in reporting. Today, I saw the mayor's statement. She called this a tragic situation that sheds light on problems with society's safety nets. Said the killer has long struggled with mental health and suffered a crisis. Said we shouldn't villainize those who struggle with mental health and that mental health disease needs to be treated with the same compassion as cancer. There was no mention of the killer's criminal record. This is a textbook emotional argument. When someone does evil, we get told to be empathetic. Emphasis is placed on systemic issues outside of their control rather than the factors within their control. We're lectured about not villainizing them. We get told to call them unhoused instead of homeless, changing the terms instead of fixing the problem. Their choice to do evil gets compared to an involuntary disease like cancer. The implication is the killer is the victim, not the villain. This manipulation tactic exploits a logical fallacy called appeal to emotion. It causes us to ignore facts just so that we don't seem mean. It creates false equivalencies, making us think that the mental health of violent people is as important as the physical safety of their victims. Now, the mayor said she didn't know DeCarlos's mental health record, but we do know his criminal record. Carlos was arrested 14 times. He assaulted his own sister. Under North Carolina law, he was a habitual felon. That should have meant years in prison, but the district attorney didn't do that. Instead, after yet another arrest in January, DeCarlos was held for months, then released without passing a mental health test. He was put back on the streets. And now, a woman who fled Ukraine to escape death met it here. The mayor was right about this. We should have compassion even for the worst offenders. Compassion is a virtue because there, but for the grace of God, go I. But compassion without consequences is vice. DeCarlos did not face the full consequences of his past actions. He should have been put in jail, not on a bus. He should have been incarcerated, not out of vengeance, but to protect him and everyone else around him. Part of healing mental illness is exposing the person to the unyielding constraints of reality, because boundaries change behaviors, and empathy without responsibility isn't kindness, it's suicide. The only defense against emotional manipulation is knowing how to spot it. Free preview at clearthinkeracademy.com.
Well, ain't that the truth, huh? So getting ready for the show this morning, I typically watch the first few minutes of the newscast for 7 and 9. 9 starts a little before 5 o'clock with a sneak peek about what stories they're going to be covering. You know, they're really hot stories. And this morning, you would have thought that the TV stations and the useless newspapers would have had something about this poor woman, Irina Zarutska. Horrific story. Video everywhere, people all over Twitter talking about this. They're horrified. But no. No. Channel 9 this morning, the lead story, and I swear to you I'm not making this up, their lead story, their big story. The first story they mentioned in the tease for their 5 o'clock newscast was about a tour of cemeteries in the area. And then they went to a story about a ribbon cutting for a drugstore. And then a car show. And then they go to Jeff for the weather. Those are the big stories. It's a soul-crushing experience for anybody who actually cares anything about journalism here in the Valley. When you see what the TV stations try to pass off as news, what the newspapers try to pass off as news, it's honestly, it's soul-crushing. Again, this is the first you've heard of this. Dimitri's on you've got. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm on you've got.